On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Premier Nomusa Dube-Ncube says safety was one of the main reasons behind the opening of a new Home Affairs office inside the Pavilion Shopping Centre.
Because imagine for younger kids, sometimes people have got to take them to those central town, Pine Town and those other areas. And we've had a number of people being robbed, car hijacked and all of that. So really for us, it is bringing back the dignity of our people.
Dube-Ncube joined Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi in officially launching the new branch in Westville yesterday. The office, which will work strictly on an appointment basis, will assist those applying for passports and identity documents. Officials say it's already processed 278 IDs and 141 passports since opening.
There's parking for people, but also it's accessible. I mean, even for people that are disabled, it will be accessible for those people, pregnant people, but also for children. I mean, it's safer.
Limpopo Health MEC Poppy Ramatuba says a preliminary report into the cause of a bus crash that claimed the lives of 45 people has been sent to President Cyril Ramaphosa. The bus plunged off a bridge near Mokopane ahead of the Easter weekend. The Botswana nationals were on their way to Moraya when the accident occurred. An 8-year-old girl was the sole survivor. Ramatuba received the report yesterday.
We were reassured because we are also interested that the bus was in a good state. We were also reassured that the road itself, even when you look at the markings, that it does warn you that you are driving on from both sides. So the road was not found to be having challenges.
And abroad, jurors at the start of Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York have been told by his lawyer he's cloaked in innocence. The former U.S. president denies covering up payments made to bury stories about an alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors claim he orchestrated a criminal scheme to boost his chances in the 2016 election. Former Trump aide Joe Grogan isn't sure if he'll give evidence.
I'm sure he'd love to get up on the stand and defend himself, but I'm sure that would be a debate with his lawyers back and forth whether or not that's a smart tactic to employ. He's not somebody who likes to be quiet and doesn't like defending himself.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 25 today. Pietermaritzburg, 23. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.